Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The subject of miracles is one of the most controversial topics in the religious world. Every day on Trinity Broadcasting Network, preachers like Benny Hinn, Rod Parsley, Kenneth Copeland, and Richard Roberts make grandiose claims about their ability to perform miracles. They bring people onto the stage and zap them as if the Holy Spirit were operating on them. They place their hands on the heads of the people, which causes the participants to fall backward where men are standing ready to break their fall. They call that fraudulent activity being slain in the Spirit. It is almost inconceivable that people can be so badly deceived. There is no similarity between these so-called miracles and the genuine miracles of Jesus and of His apostles. When Jesus sent His 12 apostles on the limited commission, He commanded them, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." Matthew 10:8. How many of these miracles have the modern faith healers performed? They claim to heal the sick, but they are very selective in the ones they pretend to heal. How many of them would attempt to restore a severed ear or give a new eye to a person whose eyes had been torn from their sockets? I hear some of them say on television, "There is a person in my audience who is being healed of cancer or a sore back or a speech defect." Will they furnish the names of those persons who have been healed? Will they furnish a certificate from a doctor describing the illness and then a statement from a doctor testifying to the healing? You know they will not, because they cannot. Jesus gave the apostles power to cleanse lepers. If the faith healers have the power to perform miracles of healing, why do they not go to India and to other nations where leprosy abounds and heal those troubled people? Preachers who pretend to have miraculous powers are insensitive and hard-hearted if they do not attempt to heal lepers. Leprosy is one of the most dreaded diseases in the world. How compassionate it would be if the faith healers would heal lepers. But they know, and we know, they cannot cleanse lepers. If they cannot cleanse lepers, they cannot cure any disease, except those diseases which can be cured by simply changing the mind of the sick person. And even voodoo healers and psychic surgeons can cure psychosomatic diseases. Jesus and His divinely empowered apostles could cure any disease. There were no degrees of difficulty with them. Many faith healers claim they can duplicate all the miracles of the apostolic age. Have they been successful in raising any dead people? The apostles could and did raise the dead. The apostle Peter restored life to Dorcas, Acts 9:36-43. Eutychus died when he fell from a window at Troas. The apostle Paul raised him from the dead, Acts 20:9-12. I'm aware that Oral Roberts says he brought a baby back to life, but only the gullible believe such a fantastic tale. If a preacher has that kind of power, why does he allow any member of his family to stay dead? You know the faith healers are deceivers when they claim they are able to raise the dead. In apostolic days, demons had the power to possess people. Several examples are given in the Scripture. Jesus gave His apostles the authority over the demons. Acts 16 tells of a young woman who had a spirit of divination. Certain men were using her to tell fortunes and to engage in other magical rites. Paul was grieved and commanded the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Acts 16:18. Some modern preachers like Bob Larson pretend they can cast out demons, but they are hoodwinking the public. There are no modern miracle workers. They are all frauds. Thank you, and may God bless you.